Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I was outside doing getting some little exercise. Hello, my name is Dove Knight, and I'm a. I guess the topic is a terrible person called me a rehab, which is not true. So let me tell you the story. And I just said I was outside getting a little exercise, wearing my headphones. Wear my headphones, you know, because I need some exercise. I do it sometimes day and not, you know, night. I'm a nocturnal person, but I stay in doing my own thing. Of course, I'm trying to get well, you know. Stay well. You know, I had a very difficult life. But I really try to do to make the best out of what I have. So it's just one day at a time. Well, someone who I don't know, or let's just say someone who is on the dark side or the lower side of awareness, let's say, at least, you know, in other words, being cruel, called me a rehab. And my stance is that, you know, for someone who has so many obstacles and so many challenges, not just living on the streets of L.A. for, you know, on and off for several years, or not just being a crime victim, or not just not seeing my dreams come true, not seeing being targeted by the predators. You can say that I'm in the process of trying to rebuild my life, but I'm not in any way will call myself in the direction of a rehab. I did have some achievements. I went to college, got my bachelor, my master's. I worked hard. I have talents as a musician. But for that person to even use the rehab as a put down to my circumstances, show their ignorance and awareness of that type of mentality that I do not deal with because it's ignorance. Because we can't judge a book by a cover or call someone rehab or anybody when we don't know them, or we're trying to be cruel or make a joke. I guess because I have a unique style. You know, I walk, the way I walk, I come outside, my shoes be unlaced and stuff like that. So they make a joke. I guess I'm very unusual. I guess I, in their perception, I have a very unusual style. And for them, they portray as being crazy or sick in the head. And I'm fine. I'm mentally fine. I took a lot of stuff. It reminded me of when I was a child, you know, walking down the street and being called every name in the book. I was called every name in the book. I was targeted, harassed all the time. Rehab was one of them. I was called every name in the book. When I came to Hollywood and tried to get a record deal and I was on stage, I was called every name in the book. Yeah, sticks and stones will break my can break my bones, and words can truly hurt. I don't care who you are. Words do sting. But this situation, I take it in stride of what that type of person, not to let those type of words or comments stop me from Lily's living. I had a very bad life. And my dreams have been dashed in more ways by these individuals who made up stories about me not being well or use my songs illegally, allegations, and other torturous situations that, if you were to put it all together, I probably am lucky to be alive. So, in a way, I will say I am recuperating from the tremendous struggles that I had in this lifetime. Too many hardships. In fact, I could have been dead from one of them, but I was lucky to still be alive. So for them to make fun of me, despite all those hardships, I can see the cruelty in their situation that they don't understand where I come from, and I don't think they can understand the situation of someone like me who really is trying to do what I need to do. So I don't have to talk about it. But I do know that talking about it, about what words can do, because those, you know, I take the pop song Christina Aguilera wrote, you know, beautiful, you know, I am beautiful no matter what they say, and words cannot bring me down. It won't, you know. Because if they may referring to making fun of people who are like me or any individual because of their color or because of my size or because they're disabled or so on, something is really truly wrong with them. But then again, on my turf, I make jokes about celebrities and make things, but that's just joking. I don't go up to them and call them names because that would be very rude and cruel. After all, I've been through hell and back. I've also been, you know, I'm about to retire from the music industry after 30 or more than 30 years because I need a break. And that is a downer for me because I don't want to, but I feel for health issues as well as doing something new. Because I'm healthy enough. Because I paid my dues. And the dues didn't come back to me. So with that word being called to make fun of me when I'm walking the streets because of women, because my shoes are loose, or maybe they think I'm fat, or they think I'm out of touch, or think I'm crazy. That shows the illustration why I need to keep away from those types of people. Because something is wrong with them when they make fun of me. They're the ones who got mental problems, or maybe the low self-esteem. Something is wrong with them. It's not something wrong with me. Especially when it's unwanted, or you know, if I didn't do anything to them. Something is wrong with them. Maybe they, you know, they need to make fun of something, you know, they're cruel, they're evil, something's wrong with them personally. And those type of people I stay away from. It really, truly, when people call other people cruel words, something's wrong with them. The ones who call other people words, it's not the person that they're targeting. So I leave it there. So those words belong to them, not me. And whatever I feel, I will continue to be me. It's a very difficult situation. And I'm just barely hanging on from so many experiences already. But I will continue to live and do the best I can in this lifetime. That has been so hard to me, unfair to me, but I have to make the best out of it. And I do believe in a higher power, and I'm not going to let anyone or anybody deter me from being who I need to be. But I'll talk about it more often because it happens all the time. I walk down the street or I do something and someone makes fun of me because of the way my shoes are, maybe they're untied, and I realize how ignorant and wrong that they something wrong with them. So I'm going to continue to do and act like I do, and that's why I'm glad to be who I am in a stance of being the person authentically that I am and should be. I do not want to be dictated by how people should want me to be or what clothes I should wear or make fun of my status economically or make fun of me or pertain to me to make fun of people who are disabled. That's very evil. Everybody has some disability. I'm no exception because I recover from so many bad experiences, but I'm still fine. So call me a rehab again because something is wrong with you. You got a mental problem or something wrong with you. And that's something for me to ignore and to continue to be me. Because I take those words as a situation that I need to stay away from that type of person and realize that person is too ignorant to understand the reality of my life or the situation of the world on this planet. Yet to be taken seriously. Thank you. Good day. Good night from Death Night.